This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and you're in for a treat today because I am sharing a conversation that I just had with one of my Fat Loss Fast Track clients. He is a gentleman. We don't have too many male Fat Loss Fast Trackers that are like, yeah, I'll come share my story on the podcast. So I'm super grateful that he is willing to do so, and I really know that this is going to resonate with so many people. Prior to joining the Fat Loss Fast Track, he was pretty depressed. He didn't believe in his ability to lose weight, and he had tried and failed countless times and really felt like something was kind of wrong with him and had a little bit of the victim mindset. No matter what I do, it doesn't work. It's easier for everybody else. But he did something really powerful. He decided that he was going to set aside his ego and step outside of his comfort zone. He says, when we're chatting, that he was comfortable and unhappy. So he decided to get uncomfortable so he could become happy. He said that, you know, as a guy, he was really against the idea of journaling, but he decided, hey, what I'm doing isn't working, and I'm willing to be uncomfortable to grow and to change my life. So he did. And then he got even more uncomfortable, and he decided to go through breaking barriers, which is all about the inside work, not just eating well and moving more, but how are you holding yourself back? What excuses are you making? How are you lying to yourself? How are you comparing yourselves to other people? And he didn't feel very comfortable going into that program, but his willingness to set aside his ego and do what made him a little bit uncomfortable has improved multiple areas of his life, not just fat loss, improved nutrition choices, improved energy, but also his finances, his relationships, and he is going to be sharing his story. For those of you that are interested in the Fat Loss Fast Track, this is the last you will hear me talk about it for a few months because it opens up on April the 2nd. So as of when you hear this, which will be Thursday, registration closes on Friday so that we have a couple of days before the kickoff on Sunday, April the 2nd, 2017. So you can go to the show notes page for this episode over on primalpotential.com if you want to register. If you've gone through one in the past and you're interested in the veterans level, you can shoot me an email so we can make sure you get into the right level for you if you've been through the first 12 weeks already. So you can just shoot me an email and we'll figure that out together. But super grateful to this client for sharing his story. I know you're going to really enjoy it. Take a listen. One of the cool things for me about your story was when you responded to the email about why you decided to participate in the Fat Loss Fast Track. And for you, it seems like a lot of it was just sort of being at the end of your rope and struggling with depression, which I can completely relate to. Just hopeless, frustrated, sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I love that even though you were feeling that way, you decided to give the Fat Loss Fast Track a try anyway, which is a little bit surprising to me, but also really, really encouraging. Can you tell me a little bit about that? Like how you could talk yourself into giving it another go despite being in kind of a dark place?
Well, yeah, sure. The end of October last year, or beginning of October, my knee had been bothering me quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So I ended up having another knee surgery. Doctor told me afterwards, look, there's not a lot we can do after this. It was just arthroscopic. Mm-hmm. But you're going to need new knees someday. I'm 35 years old. I was almost at my heaviest weight. And I was just like probably everybody else. I kept trying and trying and trying and failing. Mm-hmm. And I just could not figure out. I'm like, there has to be a link. Why are there skinny people out there? And why do they not try at all? Why do I try so hard and fail? Mm-hmm. What is it? What am I missing? There has to be something I'm missing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I was pretty low self-esteem. I really didn't have a lot of motivation, but I knew like it's I either have to find something or I'm never going to be happy.
Yeah.
So I took some time when I was off of my knee surgery, and I started looking through everyone on the internet who'd lost 100 pounds or more, kept it off, and was successful. And then I started studying those people. So I looked around, I found a couple, I tried, didn't work, and then I ran across you, and your credentials were perfect. Somebody who was in a similar situation, you had the nutritional education along with it to back it up, and you'd lost it and kept it off, and you have a podcast. So I started listening, and everything started clicking. Like, it all made sense. I'm kind of nerdy with the science.
Me too.
So, yeah, so I really like that. That really made sense. If it makes sense to me, it's a lot easier to do.
Yeah.
So that was my starting point. And, you know, along with depression and overweight and things like that, you could probably tell, I mean, I'm in debt too. You know, I spend money, sometimes to perk me up and everything else. And so I almost didn't do it. I'm like, you know, I'm really trying to get out of debt, work on that. And I said, no, you're going to do it. This is something you need to try. And I went through it, and we're now at the very end, and I'm very happy I did. Very happy.
Well, I want to know why you are happy that you did, what changed for you. But before that, I want to pause on something you just said, because it's a parallel that I really believe in, but I think it's a surprise to a lot of people, and that is money and weight loss.
Yeah, you know, I know where you're going with this, and it's absolutely a parallel for me. It's just a matter of, for me, it's a matter of, you know, I overindulge in one thing, and then I try to fix it and fail, and I don't know if it's, maybe you can link them together a little better for me, but it's definitely a parallel.
Yeah.
Like, whatever's causing that is causing both.
I think a lot of it comes down to self-esteem and self-discipline. We are desperately looking to make ourselves feel better. And oftentimes it bleeds over into other areas of life, whether it is we overeat to make ourselves feel better and we make ourselves feel worse. And then we overspend to make ourselves feel better and we make ourselves feel worse. But when we tap into basic principles that help us take better care of ourselves, whether that is financially, emotionally, physically, it runs over into other areas. And so for me, when I started getting my financial house in order, I was like, all right, this feels great. It feels great to do hard work that benefits me, right? As opposed to it feels great to buy a new handbag that I can't afford or whatever else it was. And I know a lot of people email me and say, you know, I'm thinking about the fat loss fast track, but it's not cheap. What should I do? And first of all, I'm a huge fan of being financially responsible. But what I also know, and you're just one example of this, most people find in the fat loss fast track that their finances improve, that their careers improve, that their relationships improve, because these basic principles about prioritizing the way we responsibly care for ourselves, it helps every aspect of life.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And all those things have gotten better for me. There is clearly a parallel between them all. And if you help one, the foundation for your program has really helped all of it. The side effect, I went into it for weight loss, but the side effect has been, you know, improved relationships, improved finances. And it's not a matter of me not working at it. It didn't just naturally happen.
Right.
You know, I worked at those things, but the sequence to get me there was kind of laid out by your program.
Yeah.
So all those things, I think when one happens, I think you'll find, well, you probably know with all the clients you've had, but my guess is that when one happens, probably the others fall into place too.
Absolutely. It's like that lead domino of, okay, I'm building this self-confidence. I'm building a sense of self-worth. I'm learning that it feels really good to do things, even when they're hard, that improve my life. And I want to improve my life and I can improve my life versus being in this dark place of feeling like none of it's likely. All of it's likely if you just change a few basic things, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I was there, and, you know, even through part of the fat loss fast track, there was something I was missing, and that's when I got into your I decided to do your Breaking Barriers program again, and that's when it all really clicked.
Tell me about that, because right now, we, as of when we're recording this, we are almost halfway through week 12, so we're at the tail end of the Fat Loss Fast Track. But you said, you know, it's made a positive difference for you. What was it with the Fat Loss Fast Track that you found to really make a difference in your choices, in your actions? And then what was it that you got from Breaking Barriers to sort of round it out?
Well, being a guy, we don't like the word journal.
Yeah.
At all. It's like, journal, that's, I, no.
That's for girls. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that. Forget that. But anyway, I put the ego aside and I said, you know, okay, you're going to journal. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I know what I eat. It's not a big deal. When I actually wrote it out all on paper every day, you know, the first week it's like, okay, yeah, whatever. I probably went a little overboard as far as to like making sure I was eating perfectly and everything. I'm like, no, that's not the point.
Right.
Let's just write down what you eat on a normal day and just watch it for a while.
Yeah.
So first couple weeks, okay, didn't really learn too much. But as I started getting to 3, 4, 5 weeks, I started really looking back and finding trends and patterns as to, you know, I eat certain things and they do well for me, and I eat certain things and it really, like, sends me into, like, okay, time to order a pizza while I'm eating ice cream.
Right. Like a downward spiral triggered by
a particular
food choice. Yeah.
So the journaling was huge. I think the way you implement the program, as far as it's not, it's kind of funny to me. I've told a couple people about this. I actually have somebody who's going to do the spring session. It's a fat loss fast track, but if you're thinking like you're going to lose a whole bunch of weight right now and that's the purpose of it, it's backwards. It's
right.
To get you to do all these things and get you to lose weight permanently. It's a fast track to doing it the right way.
Yeah, it's like I did a Daily Motivations podcast the other day where I said, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. So by going slow, we create this smooth path that's not just on again, off again, start, stop, fail, success. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. And so because it lays this foundation, because we don't rush things, because we don't bite off more than we can chew, figuratively speaking, although literally as well, it ends up being the fast track. So yeah, that's a really great point. What was it about Breaking Barriers? Because it's interesting. You say, obviously, you're a guy. The journaling thing is kind of like, but I would think too, Breaking Barriers, which is entirely mindset and self-limiting beliefs, that maybe as a guy, you might be like, oh, I don't know about this woo-woo mindset stuff.
Well, even the thought of me possibly sharing all this and going on air with a podcast or anything is a little bit,
right.
Well, you know, one of the things I've learned over the course of your program, and I don't know where I got this, because I've done a lot of reading of your blogs, your podcasts, your Daily Motivations, and then our program itself. So sometimes they all get mixed in together.
Yeah, me, for
but
me
really,
too.
Like, really putting the ego aside. You have to literally put the ego aside and say, where am I right now? This is where I am. I need to accept that. Mm-hmm. It's not the end of the world. And how can I change it?
Yeah.
So I had to accept basically where I was at, you know, and I emotionally eat. I've had very negative thoughts about myself, self-esteem issues, those kind of things over the years. I think that I'd blow it off. I think a lot of people who knew me found out that I had all those issues, I think would be like, no way,
right.
You know, that guy's happy and everything else. But, you know, I put on a good poker face.
Yep.
So the program, I kind of dove into it and I really set the ego aside and said, you know, do you want help or do you want to appear like you're doing help?
Everything's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I said, you know, I just said, okay, now's the time. Let's just do it, get it over with, and, you know, no big deal. So I went into that program and, oh my gosh, when I opened it up, like every little lecture was about me. It was kind of funny. All those things I was doing to myself, you know, the lies I tell myself. Negativity, fear of missing out was a bigger one. Excuses, I always make excuses to justify, you know, whether it be purchases or food or stuff like that. Watching other people, or what do you
think,
comparing.
You call
it, lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big one too. I'd look at, you know, my brother is 6 foot tall, 150 pounds, so you know, and I know you have a sister that's not similar situation. So you know, I'd look at him and go, okay, you know, I've done stuff before. I'm like, I'm going to eat just what he eats. Mm-hmm. You know, I've done that in my life and things like that. But yeah, I have to put all that aside and go, you know what? It's not about them. It's about me. Like, what do I need? Not what does, you know, my 6 foot thin, 150 pound brother need. What do I need?
Right.
What's bothering me? What do I need to get over? So those really exposed my flaws, so to speak.
Well, you know, I want to give you so much credit because what you just said is probably the hardest thing to do when trying to change your habits. Because improving your eating choices, that's not easy. And moving more, that's not easy. And taking the challenges and doing the journaling, none of that is easy. But the hardest thing is to set your ego aside and not get emotional about where you are or where you've been, but be very objective about, okay, now what? What do I need to do about this? I can either complain and feel sorry for myself and stay in this dark place, or I can say, what now? What next? And that is probably the hardest thing. So, I mean, I just want you to recognize how much credit you deserve for that. And the reality is that you can do that, that you are willing to do that, means that you can do anything you want to do. Because if you are able to embrace the mindset of, all right, I am where I am, whatever has happened has happened, what now? What can I do about it? Where can I go from here? How can I get the help? How can I create the change? There's nothing you can't do if you have that attitude, which is so freaking exciting.
It really is exciting. I thank you for those kind comments. The hardest part, seriously, was like setting the ego aside and just...
Yep.
Just doing that. Once I can do that, then it's not so bad. And I actually move towards my goals much quicker.
Absolutely. Because we all feel kind of comforted by the woe is me story of I try so hard and I've tried so many things and, you know, my life is really stressful and my brother is taller and thinner. We feel comforted by those things. There's no shame in the fact that it is comforting to coddle yourself with a story that doesn't move you forward. But despite being comforting, it's completely unproductive. So that you have broken through that, I mean, seriously, that is everything. Absolutely everything.
Well, I think this program's really set a foundation for me to continue moving forward and, you know, I was comfortable for a long time, but I wasn't happy. So It's time to get uncomfortable and make some new things comfortable. So
that's
what I have to do.
That's major. You were comfortable but not happy, and now it's time to be uncomfortable so you can create happy. I think that's where I'm at with my life, too. And I think it's a really exciting place to be. So we certainly have that in common, and it's just a great opportunity in life that not everybody chooses for themselves. So one thing I'd love to chat a little bit about is you've obviously made some very positive improvements, and setting your ego aside is probably the biggest one. What feels hard for you right now? Where are you either struggling or feeling like you need to do some real work?
Well, there's a couple things for me that are hard. One is, I know this sounds funny, but time.
Okay.
I work a lot of hours. I'm trying to, you know, pay off some debt. Mm-hmm. I work in a hospital, mm-hmm. so I will routinely work 12-hour shifts or 16-hour shifts mm-hmm. if in need. And I also, after gaining all this weight, I was diagnosed with sleep apnea.
Okay.
So my sleep, I have to use a CPAP.
Yep.
I am not happy about this, but I know it helps me.
Yep.
And it is difficult to sleep with that thing. Okay. I would tell people to get a solid 8 hours of sleep, you almost need 10 hours in bed because there's mask adjustments, things like that. Mm-hmm. So my time, as far as prioritizing what I need, I have not been to the gym as much as I'd like to, but I put sleep as a higher priority.
I agree with that 100%, 1,000%.
So my food choices, to me, are a bigger deal than the gym. So
Agreed.
Prepping food is a higher priority than the gym. Mm-hmm. So right now, my exercising is hit or miss. I get a few in a week, which is an improvement.
Yep.
But it's not always as consistent as possible. But I also know now that my food choices are probably the biggest factor in my weight loss and my goals. Yes. So for me, the gym and working out, that's what I want to do. But I really have to take a step back. And I grew up with sports, so I love sports. I played everything. Mm-hmm. So the gym, to me, isn't the hardest thing to get to. I almost could rather do the gym than prep food,
yeah.
so to speak, but it's not beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
So sleep, prioritizing debt, basically prioritizing everything is difficult.
Yeah.
Right now. The other big thing I have is social eating. I have lots of friends. We go do things, and I am pretty good for the most part, but there will be days where I'm just like, you know what? I just want to feel, you know, quote unquote normal. So I go out and then I have a couple bad meals or whatever. And, mm-hmm. you know, then I kind of take a step backwards. Program has taught me not to beat myself up, and to consistency is the key, and rebounding, get right back on track.
That's right.
Kind of thing. But I still, it's slowing me down.
Yeah.
So it definitely is.
Well, let's kind of break those things down. And what I want to take off the table right off the bat is working out, because you are right. Both sleep and nutrition are way higher priorities. So I would be happy to see you not going to the gym at all if it means that you have more time and energy for both sleep and food choices. So let's just set that one aside. The time will come for that, but it's not worth any of your mental and emotional energy right now. As it relates to prioritizing preparing food, one of the things that's super, super helpful for me is having one or two things that I really enjoy that I can make a lot of, right? As opposed to, I know some people, and I mean, hey, if it works for them, that's awesome. But there are some people that will spend hours each week doing food prep, which just, I could never, ever, ever, ever do that, right? That would just drive me bananas. But things like ground meat, or things like salmon cakes, or even a rotisserie chicken from the grocery store that you literally just pull some chunks off of. I think that when you identify for yourself what are some staples that you can just do very quickly but have work for multiple meals is a huge help. But I also think that it doesn't have to be overcomplicated, because at the end of the day, you can make a fat loss friendly choice in the cafeteria at the hospital, right? Or stopping at the grocery store on your way to work. There are infinite numbers of fat loss friendly food choices you can make. So sometimes people will feel like there has to be this perfect meal prep situation and all of these awesome options at their fingertips in order to be successful. And I think there's a tremendous amount of value in taking some of that pressure off. Not that being prepared isn't good, I think it's really helpful, but really embracing the attitude that whether I have food prepped or I don't, there is always a quick and convenient option that I can get very, very quickly, whether that is hard-boiled eggs or rotisserie chicken or a salad at Chipotle or a lettuce wrap from Jimmy John's. You know, obviously I'm referring to things that are in the United States because that's where I live. Mm-hmm. I know that's where you live as well. But don't put too much pressure on the food prep side of things. Build that confidence that even if you're in the cafeteria at the hospital, you can pick something that is aligned with your goals. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And I've actually trended a little more towards that. I was food prepping quite a bit, and it was getting to be taxing and really mm-hmm. eating into some of my free time. So, you know, for a while, and this is just a testament to how my mind's changed. When I first started, I'm like, I have to have this food prepped or I'm going to have a bad week.
Exactly.
Then I went, you know what? Let's wing it and see what happens. Mm-hmm. Why am I setting myself up to have these circumstances for this to work?
Exactly. I bring that up, because anytime we say, I need this or else, it's subconsciously giving ourselves an out. Like food prep has the power and you don't have the power. So without the food prep, you're screwed. You have all of the power, whether you are getting nuts and jerky at a gas station or you're eating in a cafeteria at work, or you're skipping a meal because you didn't have time to eat it because your schedule was crazy, or you have an entire fridge stocked with food options. So the reason I bring it up isn't that I don't value preparation. It's that I don't value making that a requirement for success, because it's not, right? And I think sometimes we just put too much pressure on ourselves there. Related to the social eating, though, your journal will give you the best approach here. But for me, what has been very helpful and what I've seen be most helpful for others is just being relaxed about what would be an improvement for you. So you said, you know, sometimes you have this social group of friends and sometimes you go out and you end up having a couple of meals in a day that you don't feel good about. Well, maybe the next weekend that you're out and about, it's pick the meal that's going to be an indulgence for you, but it's one and it's not two. Maybe that is the improvement that you practice. When you decide, hey, I want to go out, I don't want to think about what's fat loss friendly, but I'm going to limit it to one meal. And even though we're going out for lunch and dinner, I'm going to make sure that I'm, you know, doing something good for my goals with lunch, and dinner, I'm going to indulge and I'm not going to think about, you know, what's the most fat loss friendly thing. Maybe that's the improvement. Or maybe it's that if you're, you know, you're going to drink, then you're going to keep the food choices more fat loss friendly. Or if you want to indulge from the food side of things, you're going to skip the alcohol. But your journal is going to show you what one improvement you can practice in these social situations. I know for me, if I'm going to do, in fact, just this past weekend, I was at a place that they served this bread, which normally doesn't even tempt me, but they served it with this red wine butter, right? And I was like, oh, I want to try the butter. So of course I grabbed my fork and I put it right in the butter and I try it. And I'm like, oh, and then of course the bread looked like, sometimes bread in a bread basket's like, bleh, not worth it. But this looked really good. So I had the bread with the butter, but then that means I'm not going to do sweet potato fries with my, sure, with my meal. And so it's those kinds of trade-offs, what's worth it, what's not. But at the end of the day too, reminding yourself that it's what you do most of the time, not what you do all of the time. So if you know you're going to have a particularly social weekend, well, just be even more on point during the week with your sleep, with your food choices, because that's what's really driving the results, what you do the 80 to 90% of the time, you know?
Yeah, I've definitely looked at things differently now. And, you know, if I do go out and obviously there's better choices than I've made, but I've also made a lot of better choices. So if I stretch those out over time and look kind of at the last 12 weeks, my improvement's been huge. And yeah, there's room for improvement too, but that's, you know, that will come with consistency and practice. So,
and here's the thing, it's easy when we start to make improvements for then the choices that don't look all that stellar to stand out, and then we feel kind of bad about them because we made these big improvements and we feel so proud. Then when we have the pizza, even though we had two slices instead of normally where we'd eat half the pie, we're like, oh, dang. Don't allow yourself to get down on your progress in your mind because of what, like you said, is actually an improvement. The litmus test I always go back to is, are you seeing results? Sometimes people will overindulge regularly enough and significantly enough to basically wipe out any progress they were making. So then it's this dance of two steps forward, two steps back. But that's not where you're at, right? You are truly making forward progress. And so you have to ask yourself, okay, do I want to give up some of my enjoyment of food for faster progress, or am I okay with this slower rate of progress and a higher overall enjoyment of food and lifestyle? You know, there's no wrong choice there.
Yeah, I totally understand that. I go back and forth. I think I have cycles where I kind of enjoy food a little bit and maybe not as much progress. And then the following week, I'm like, you know what? Let's kick it into gear and let's really hammer it out hard. So I think maybe I kind of cycle a little bit, and I think I'm finding my own, whatever works for me. I can't say that for me, I do love food. And there's times when I do want to indulge in something, and I just have to weigh the odds and go, okay, if you indulge in this and you don't have progress this week, you have to accept that.
That's right.
Can't get mad at yourself for that.
That's right. It was a choice.
Yeah, it was a choice. So don't get mad.
Right.
And then, you know, if that scale doesn't move or the, you know, your clothes don't feel a little better, then don't get mad at yourself.
Just do it differently the next time.
Yeah. Yep. And then, you know, use that as motivation to, you know, make a better choice. So I've had, I have absolutely had progress on this fat loss fast track. And I'm getting better. Actually, it's kind of like exponentially getting better. It started off very slow, very tapered, and then it's really picking up the more I do it and go back and kind of recheck and see where I've been and what I've done, what I can do better, that kind of thing.
And that's really the key. Sorry, sure, go ahead.
No, you're fine. And then one thing I did, I think early mid-February, you had a challenge you put on Facebook where you answer three daily questions.
Yep.
And I've been doing that since, and I think that's been huge.
And those three questions, just in case people are like, what three questions, are basically like, do you remember what they are off the top of your head? I was talking to somebody about them. Really. What are they?
Yeah, I've done them every day. So it's what do you want most?
Right.
Why? And then what are you willing to do to get them? And then I also have another section where I do gratitude also after that. So
I love that.
That little, you know, I just pull up Google Docs, pop it in there. I have got a running pages of, it's actually quite a few pages now of those three questions. But I think that really has focused my day. Get up, do that. My day is focused. And, you know, it really sets the tone for the day. So of what I'm trying to accomplish.
And I think that doing that and paying attention to what do I want, what am I willing to do to get there, will allow you to find your cadence with indulgences. Because as long as you're paying attention to, is this working for me? Am I moving in the direction? You're never going to get too far away from what you're trying to achieve. And I think that's kind of how you anchor yourself to progress as opposed to getting carried away with indulgences at any frequency. Let me ask you one final question as we wrap up here. And that is, I know you said you've got a friend who's going to be starting in the spring group, which kicks off, gosh, just a few days, April 2nd. If somebody were thinking about taking this journey, maybe somebody like you who is frustrated, doesn't really believe in themselves, maybe has, you know, some real negative belief systems around their ability to change, what would be your two cents to them?
I would tell someone if you've struggled with weight loss, if you have some things that you don't understand, you don't know why you're overweight, you have trouble with losing weight, and you want to figure out why and how to do it and really get, you know, open yourself up to maybe even humble yourself to this is what the reason is, go for it. Because if I didn't have progress on this, it's not because I didn't know. It's because I didn't do the work. I absolutely know what my issues are with overweight and everything now. So the knowledge is there. Now it's just about doing the work. So if you want to know, if you're confused, you're not quite sure why, go for it. You've put a lot of time and effort into your programs, and it shows. You're there for everyone. I think even before I signed up for anything, you answered and replied to every email I've ever sent. And you have so much material out there. It's incredible. I actually had to slow down a little bit. I actually had a good, I stopped listening to your podcast. I had too much information and too many things I needed to work on.
Yeah.
So I quit. I'm like, because at first I'm like, I'm going to listen every day. This is going to be my routine. I quit. I'm like, I got too much. This is all good. I want to get to it at some point, but I got enough to work on right now.
That's right. And it all depends on what you do with it. You don't need a fire hose of information. Oh. You need a consistency to application. And so I think that's the right decision. And I actually wish more people would do that. Really just take the time to implement, especially when going through either breaking barriers or the fat loss fast track. So thank you. And I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, just like I responded to your emails before the fat loss fast tracks, I want to see you achieve your fullest potential and get everything you want out of life and more. And so from the bottom of my heart, I mean that I am here for you every step of the way. If you have questions, if you feel stuck, if you've had a bad day, if you just need a little bit of an infusion of belief and a reminder of how far you've come, use me for that. Because you have come so far in such a short period of time, and I know that this is really just the beginning for you.
You know, I can't thank you enough for all that you've done just being there. I'll tell you what, well, I was very skeptical once I first found your podcast and, you know, okay, yeah, I'm going to email this lady who's like 10,000 followers, or I don't even know how many you have. And then sure enough, an email. Then sure enough, another one. And I'm like, okay, let's just maybe play with her. Let's see if she replies to this one. Here's two in a row. Sure enough, you're always there. You're truly there for your clients and for just anyone, you know, listening. Or it's a very unique thing, I think, in a day and age where there's a lot of, you know, obviously you're running a business and there's a lot of marketing behind it. But it's just truly unique that you're there for everyone who has a question. And but I am absolutely thrilled that you've put all this together. It's helped me tremendously.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.